As we continue our journey through the Bible, we come today to Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, and hear the words of Nehemiah himself. They said to me, "Those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire." When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. What's the most important characteristic of a leader? Vision? Perseverance? Inspiration? All those things are important, but from the great leader Nehemiah, we learn that one characteristic leads the way. In today's passage, note the great compassion Nehemiah had for his fellow Israelites. As cupbearer to the king, Nehemiah had it made. However, when he heard that his kinsmen were in great trouble and disgrace, and that the protective wall of Jerusalem had been demolished, he sat down and wept. His great compassion led to mourning, led to fasting and prayer. Nehemiah was a man who lived beyond himself, bigger than himself. He was willing to leave the comfort of the palace in order to serve those in need. Man, we need leaders like that today, don't we? We need strong leaders who are willing to stand firm even when they have to stand alone. We need leaders who know and communicate God's message clearly to inspire others for action. And most of all, we need leaders who are not in it for themselves, but are willing to make the needed sacrifices to help others. We need leaders like Nehemiah, leaders with great compassion and great passion. Father, raise up leaders who are willing to make personal sacrifices in order to build others up. Raise up leaders like Nehemiah. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.